Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's time for another Mommy Monday podcasting here. I'm Kristen Cruz. Thanks for being here for another one of my radio shows. I'm so glad we get to hang out. There's a lot going on. All right, we're going to start it off with a little bit of feel-good music happening. I don't know if you saw the movie Home, but talk about some feel-good music moments. And you know I'm a music gal, right? So, of course, Charlie XCX does this great song that we actually listened to in the car on our way home, on our way to school and on our way home from school or whenever we need a boost, called Red Balloon, and it's from the Home soundtrack. And we absolutely love it. And you know what? If you like it, you feeling it, and you want to know also more about what me and my family listen to in the car, since, you know, I'm radio head, you know, music girl, then check out my Spotify account. It's really cool. Do you have a Spotify account? I've got some great playlists there, and it's all about spending time in the car, because being from LA and being a mom here in a big city, you know how much time we spend in our cars? It's ridiculous. I swear to you, my mother actually got in the car the other day. And she looked at me and she goes, how long now have you been living out of your car? Very funny. It can look like a disaster, like a Starbucks exploded in my back seat, basically. But it's because we spend so much time in there. You got a little one in the back seat, falls asleep for a nap. What do? You find a shady spot under the tree and you park there as a mom. You know, your whole day just got derailed because a two-year-old decided to get sleepy. And that's life, and it usually happens in the car. So I have created a bunch of different really great playlist for the car. The weekend getaway music that my husband, Fireman Matt, and I used this weekend when we had our romantic Mother's Day getaway. Driving in the car, I've got road trip music from when we just took the kids on their first road trip all the way up to Napa Valley. I've got going to school in the morning soundtrack for the car. All feel-good music, all kid-friendly, you know. I mean, come on, I have a decade of soft rock radio in me, so I'm going to keep it clean. In fact, some of the more current songs I had to actually move to a playlist for driving your junior high schooler to school and driving your high schooler to school, neither one of which I have, but I just couldn't play those for my kids, but I think they're good songs for maybe a little bit older kids. So we've got lots of playlists. Check it out on Spotify. It's under Kristen Cruz, just like all my different social media tags are always at Kristen Cruz. So I am so excited that you're joining me today. And tonight, Galit Schaefer is coming on the show, and possibly my children. You know what? Hey, this is what it's all about. Look, babe. So I've got a home studio here where I'm doing my show, and my kids want to talk to us. So let's see what's happening. Yes. And he's three. Yes, that's a fantastic plan. So, you know, here it is right here. I am telling you I'm experiencing it as we speak. This is motherhood working at home. And doing morning radio live 5 hours every morning of my life for over 6 years was an easier gig than this. So, let's talk about career development. It's the Mom Fair. It's coming up. It's coaching. It's for working moms. It's in LA, which I love. It's right on the west side in Santa Monica. It's on the 18th, and you can get tickets. Now, the best thing about this is just bring your good vibes, and you will meet all kinds of new friends that are in the same area as you, maybe not just career-wise, but headspace. Are you a mom that wants to get back into the workplace? Are you wondering if you want a career change, looking for a flexible schedule? I didn't even know in my 20s that there was such a thing as a flexible schedule. I just figured I would be working day and night to make things happen, as you do, as you pay your dues through your 20s. And then that was the only option. I didn't even know until I got to Clear Channel when I was on the radio that some of our sales force actually worked flex schedules there. I knew two moms that actually shared the same position. So it was really cool. I didn't even know that was a possibility. Those types of things are out there. You know, Tupperware parties used to be a big thing in the 50s and the 60s. Well, we have new styles, new ways of doing Tupperware parties nowadays, with some fantastic companies that allow moms to work creatively from home with a social community, networking, staying in touch with other grown-ups so we can have grown-up conversations, and make some money. There are new wonderful ways that we can find that work-life balance that always seems to be just out of reach. And look, I myself am doing it right now. So our first guest is joining us tonight on the line. Is it Galit? Are you on the phone?
Hi, Kristen.
Hey, Galit Schaefer. How are you?
I'm good. I'm working myself here.
Oh, my gosh. It's been a crazy night. You know, reasoning with a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old at work is so much harder than doing an LA morning radio show, I got to say.
I totally get that.
You know what I mean? It's like, who
yes,
knew?
Yes, I have a 3-year-old myself.
That's right. We both have 3-year-olds. Yeah, so neither one of us can play the I have a toddler card. We had that happen the other night. So, Galit, I'm so glad you joined us. We're talking Mom Fair. It's coming up on the 18th. It's on the west side. We've got links right here on Blog Talk Radio, or if you're listening through iTunes or Spreaker or Stitcher, just go to kristencruz.me. I've got all of them there, so you can check out more about the Mom Fair 2015. It is going to be a great time. But real quick, I know you want to know who we're talking to, because Galit and I sound casual with each other because we've talked, tweeted, texted, and emailed so much with each other. I would love, Galit, for you to just kind of introduce yourself to people that don't know you and a little bit about your background. And if you don't boast about all of your marketing credentials, I'm going to do it for you. So you might as well just go there. Okay.
All right. And I think Laura's on the line, too, so she could talk about her background.
Let's get Laura to join. Hey there, Laura.
Hi, ladies.
Hey. We were just going through the introduction, so you showed up right on time. So, girlfriend, so where did you come from?
So I am from Montreal in Canada, and I did my MBA there at McGill. So I studied marketing, and I wanted to get into consumer marketing, and that's when I actually came out. After that, I came out to L.A., and combination, I had a great opportunity here. My sister had moved here, and the warm weather. That was like, you know, a really high up on the list. It was, I remember, February. My sister was like going to the beach, and we had the worst like snowstorm at that point in Montreal history, and I was ready to go. So I came out here. I had gotten a job at Mattel Toys, and that's really where I started my consumer marketing experience. And I worked in the girls division on Barbie brands, on older girl brands. I launched a few new girl brands while I was there for about 6 years. And then I left to do some more kind of smaller businesses. I worked in publishing. I worked in health and beauty. And after that, I decided to take a more entrepreneurial route. I grew up in a very entrepreneurial family. My dad was an entrepreneur and had started a software business when I was young.
Wow.
And so I grew up in a sort of building a family business, and I had worked for him every summer. And so I think a lot of his entrepreneurial spirit was in me as well. And I just loved the idea of having my own business. So I had an opportunity to actually work with him. He was starting a new health and wellness business, and I was really excited about it. So in 2005, we started a health and wellness business, which is, you know, we had grown it to it was growing nicely, and then we had a lot of internal issues, and so it sort of disbanded. And that's when Laura and I started talking about Mom Angelus and all the things we could do together and to build it and to grow it, and we decided to form Mom Angelus Media together. And Laura will talk more about that, but combined, we run Mom Angelus website and Mom Fair.
I love it, and I was saying earlier today on Twitter, if you follow at Kristen Cruz or at Mom Angelus, we were having a Twitter chat today, as we do every Monday at noon, and I was actually saying, like, go to Mom Angelus and find out more about Mom Fair, and Galit's like, dude, you go to Mom Fair, and you find out more about Mom Fair. I'm like, I know, it's all intermixed, though. Come on. They're all great resources, so. You know, you can go to either, and please go to both, themomfair.com and momangelus.com. So Laura's on the phone with us. Now, Laura is also the co-founder of The Mom Fair and Mom Angelus. And, well, I mean, I know a little bit about Laura, but we share a little bit about who you are.
when I was pregnant with my daughter, my husband and I packed up and left Atlanta and moved to Los Angeles so that he could resume his video game tech entrepreneur career, which he had been in and out of for 15 years. And I left behind an entire network in Atlanta of companies and organizations I'd worked with for over 20 years. I started out in public relations. I actually was a gallerista for a period of time, and I was working, I was working for one of the biggest art dealers in Atlanta, and I loved working for him. It was an amazing job, and I was doing his PR and managing his event space, and at one point managing 100-plus artists, and I realized unless you are the owner of the gallery or the dealer yourself, you are never going to make any money in this business. So I found two PR firms in Atlanta that had an entertainment or an arts client base to them, and I relentlessly hounded both PR firms until one of them finally relented and allowed me to come in for an interview. I took a massive pay cut. I moved back home with my parents for six months, and I segued my career into PR, which was the best move I could have done. I was there for a very, very short period of time, and I still talk to the former CEO of that company today. She's still a great friend of mine, and her company ended up merging with Edelman, and she's now one of the top level executives at Edelman, which is wonderful, and it's such an amazing organization. But she's always been a career mentor to me, and I've been very grateful for that. So I wasn't there very long because I got recruited away to go head up marketing for a publishing company in Atlanta that did business publications. And we didn't have deep pockets. It was a startup. It was self-funded. I worked for another incredible woman who taught me everything I knew about selling. And we produced something like 16-plus events in the first year we launched our second publication. It was kind of like an ink for the tech and startup community. And it was called Catalyst. And my job was to grow that audience with no marketing dollars. And by the end of the first year, we actually were cash flow positive in the marketing department. We weren't spending money. We were making money, which was amazing, because we were producing really amazing events, awards ceremonies, networking events, panel discussions, conferences. So I kind of cut my teeth on event marketing at that company, and my career kind of continued along that path for the next 10 or 15 years, and I worked in different industry segments, but always touching on events or event marketing in whatever position I was in. And along the way, because I was working with so many startup businesses, I found myself doing a lot of startup consulting work. You know, so it was kind of fun because I was beta testing new software that was coming out during the dot-com days. Ooh, I am aging myself now. Yes, I was amazed. I was very involved in the dot-com era. So when my husband and I moved to L.A. and I had my daughter, I had decided I was done. I was not going back to work, quote-unquote. I was going to stay home and be a stay-at-home mom. And about 2 years in, I found myself, because I can't help it, I'm a natural event planner, putting together play dates for all my girlfriends. And at the time, there weren't all these amazing resources online that we have today. Now we have all these great websites that offer moms information about where to go and what to do in L.A. with your kids. But at the time, there really wasn't anything. So Mom Angela started as L.A. Toddler Fun and then kind of segued into Mom Angela. So I think we're in our, gosh, what is this, Glade, our fourth website redesign?
I think so.
I know. So as we've been out and running around town, Glade and I, and talking to all these moms about Mom Angela's and our loyalty card program and, you know, just really supporting the local business community and building relationships between moms and the local businesses, we keep meeting moms who say to us, oh, my gosh, it's so cool. You guys are working. And we always say, well, we all work. We're moms. Moms work.
Yeah.
That's a full-time job. But, yes, we also are doing career things outside of the home. And they ask us all the time, how do you do it? How do you manage it? I mean, how do you go back to work? And that was kind of the impetus for us starting Mom Fair and realizing we meet so many amazing people every day. We have all these amazing resources at our fingertips. How do we put moms in front of those resources to answer the questions and help them with the challenges that they have with relaunching their career or working from home or starting a company, whatever it is that you as a mother want to do to earn an income, because, you know, we don't get paid for running our households or raising our children.
We get paid
other than love.
Love.
You get it with love.
Hugs and snot and barf and all those good things.
Yes. Snot, that's true. You do get that.
It's so true. I just went through that last week. So I got paid in 105 temperatures and no sleep. And that's what happens. But, you know, here's the great through line about you both and what I love so much. And the reason why I think I'm sure our listeners just gravitate to you is you yourselves have gone through this. You've had the life changes. You've gone back and made the sacrifices to change your careers. You've had to reinvent yourselves, which is a biggie. I myself have done that as well. And then the through line for you both in your backgrounds is you both did touch upon careers in wellness. And I have to say that caring about women and not just having a job, but a job that's fulfilling, that gives us like a lifestyle that is, you know, brings us some peace and some happiness, is important to you as well. So, I mean, and you can feel that, and that comes through with the Mom Fair. And the Mom Fair 2015 is coming up on the 18th. You can get your tickets right now. We've got links right here if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, or you can go to themomfair.com and get them through there. So here we are going to the Mom Fair. But what is it for people who haven't been? I've had the pleasure of being at the Mom Fair before and a few of your other Mom Fair events that have relocalized, really amazing for moms. What is the Mom Fair? Explain what it is.
Well, it's a couple of things. It's a job fair. It's a networking opportunity. It's resources. We have conferences, and we also have an online presence that has resources and tools year round. The conference that we're doing, the one that's coming up in Santa Monica on May 18th, from 6 to 9 p.m., is going to have a few things, and this is what makes it really different and unique. That's for a women's fair that hasn't been out there before, but it's an opportunity for women to come in and network and meet other moms who are looking for opportunities. And in addition, there's a whole work from home marketplace, so moms can meet whether it's direct sales companies or companies looking to hire for flexible opportunities. And then there's also a panel. So we have some amazing, amazing professional women who have either coaches or they have experience doing this exact same thing. One of our panelists, for example, Amy Ritz, I used to work with her at Mattel. She was a superstar at Mattel and has had an amazing career. She took off 9 years to be at home with her kids. That's a long time. And then one day she needed to go back to work. And it was really, I was one of her calls. She's like, I'm trying to go back to work. I'm not even so sure where to start. I'm just going to start networking. It's really hard. And she ended up finding a fantastic opportunity with Accenture. So she went through, she went through a lot getting to that point and has so much great information to share. And so it's women like this that we want to bring in front of other people looking to inspire, to help with real resources, real tools, and give moms, let moms know they're not alone, and it's not, we're going to help them walk through this whole experience one step at a time. So that's what Mom Fair is all about. It's also an opportunity to have some fun. It's a fun, in this case, it'll be a fun evening out. They'll get inspiration, some support. They'll have a chance to talk to coaches and recruiters one-on-one and maybe set up some additional time to meet with them. And they'll leave with handouts and real resources to then follow up with.
See, I think it's important to us to create something that's actionable. You know, we go to a lot of great events, and there's great speakers, and it's really good information. But when you leave that event, what next? You know, what are you going to do next?
It's
always important to us that it be actionable. And the resources that we've partnered with on our site include FlexJobs and WorkAtHomeMom.com, Little Pink Book, Maybrooks, which is the only job board out there just for moms, because we want to make sure that you have all that information in front of you year-round. Mm-hmm. We have their RSS feeds on their site. An RSS feed email newsletter is launching fairly soon. We are redesigning our directory so that as we meet all these amazing coaches and career counselors and recruiters, that they have a place to live on our site as well. And then you have a one-stop shop. You can just go there and find what you're looking for and hopefully answer the questions that are making it more challenging for you in this process.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. You know what? Yeah. Are we going to have now, when we walk in the door, maybe it's the first time that you've gone to Mom Fair, because there have been other events in the past, but maybe it's your first time, you're walking in the door, what exactly are we going to see? And I have to say, you're going to feel the energy before you even see anything, but can... Well, Laura, can you paint a picture of what it's like to walk into this Mom Fair, what we're going to see and feel?
Well, we always joke it looks like a trunk show, but it's not a trunk show. I mean, there's definitely colorful tables full of great product and lively faces and conversation and women chatting. So you'll see tables set up around the room with product and information set up on them. The point being, it's an opportunity for you to learn about companies firsthand from people who work for them and about the work opportunities that they offer you. So those are companies that are actively recruiting for their teams, whether they be direct sales companies, whether they be companies hiring moms, whether they be a resource for you. You know, it's just a variety of things. The other great thing is that you're going to get to meet women, other moms who are in the same boat you're in, that are, you know, looking for the same similar things that you're looking for. It's just nice to go somewhere and network with people. I mean, Galit and I laugh because sometimes we'll be sitting in the middle of a restaurant with our laptop open working, and we Instagrammed out a picture of ourselves working one day, and the response was amazing. We had women replying to our post saying, hey, where do you work? Do you guys have meetups? Is there somewhere I can go and hang out with you and we can work together? I want to collaborate. Where can I feed off your energy? And we realized, wow, that's what we're doing at Mom Fair. We're creating this collaborative networking environment, and, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could do that all the time? That would be amazing.
Right.
And the other fun thing I have to tell you is the guys from the headshot truck are going to be there.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, these kids are so sharp. I say kids because I'm old in comparison to them. But they're so smart. There are a couple of photographers who were doing headshots for their friends who were actors, and they ended up painting a truck hot pink and doing up the interior with lighting and paper. And Kristen, I know you were on the truck with us last time. It's so much fun to hop in the truck and get your pictures taken. They do a mini headshot session with you, which is normally, I believe, and I feel bad if I'm misquoting, I think it's around $250 to $300 normally. But for Mom Fair, they'll do it for moms. They'll do a mini headshot session for $99 at our events.
Nice.
And the reason we think it's so important to get a good headshot is I spend an awful lot of time on LinkedIn. I look at LinkedIn profiles all day long. And I will tell you that it really is important to put your best foot forward in your LinkedIn profile. And a picture says 1,000 words. So if you're thinking about going back out there and putting yourself back out there, the very first place anybody is going to go look for information about you is LinkedIn. And you have got to have a great picture that captures your persona on your site.
Also, I have to say, you two in the pictures that I have up on my blog right now of you guys are really good. Are those from the headshot truck?
Yeah,
mine are.
Yeah.
I knew it. We had so much fun.
I know. You guys look amazing. Those shots. You got to check them out. Check both of these. They're beautiful ladies.
And we didn't
even
do hair and makeup that day.
Awesome.
They did a good job.
Really?
they did really good.
Okay, wait, Galit, is someone from Arbonne going to be doing makeup at our event?
Arbonne's going to be there. We're going to have,
I believe
Beauty Counter, too, is going to be there with makeup. We have a few beauty companies, so makeup will not be a problem there.
Right, okay.
And professionals there to help you get a little glam before your photo.
And hey, we're all in this together, too. We are all your new best girlfriends, too. It's like, we'll help you out. We're all there. Like, we're super involved. I'll be there. I'm moderating a panel. I'm going to be there, too. And when you walk
Kristen,
in,
you've
know,
been there since the very beginning. You were at the very first event we did in October. It was
so
amazing.
Exciting. Oh, my gosh.
I
remember sweating to get there on time from the radio station. I was like so excited to be there. I had Spanx on. It was uncomfortable. I got in there and I felt like, oh, these women understand me. It was just the best feeling. It was so nice to see. And you know what?
It is a really supportive environment where I think people feel comfortable asking all kinds of questions.
And that's a really fun part of the panel, is like all the questions that people have, and it is that kind of environment. And moms want to, you know, they ask about, you know, childcare and what it is like going back to work after all that time, and you know, things like that. So it is a really good opportunity, very open and very supportive.
Now, do you recommend bringing your resume with you, and is there any reason we should do that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. If you want to brush it up a little bit and get some advice, there's a number of people who are going to be there, from the representatives of 24/7 to myself,
nice.
to both of the career, Jennifer Bevan and Kelly Mobeck, who have looked at a lot of resumes. So, If you happen to be chatting with someone and there's an opportunity for them to look at it, there are a couple of us who are dedicating our time that evening to actually looking at resumes and giving you advice, because, you know, you haven't looked at it in a while. You're dusting it off. You want to freshen it up. You want to figure out, what are hiring managers looking at today? What's the format supposed to look like? How do we highlight our skills? You know, we're now in the age of social media, where everything's quick and right in front of your face.
Yep.
And if you don't...
Things have changed.
Yeah, things have changed. It doesn't work the same way. You've got to get the hot information to the top of your resume, foremost in front and center. You know, Kristen,
and
the other thing that you had asked.
Something. She talked a lot about in the last Mom Fair about, you know, the resume on LinkedIn, and gave amazing tips and tools on how to update that, or how to create your profile and what you should do. Mm. And so even that, like that session, like just hearing those kind of tips was worth coming and listening to it. It was just amazing.
By the way, what I was going to say is, it's just hearing this panel of speakers is worth the price of admission. I have to say that when you want to sign up with a career coach, and I have friends who have seen career coaches, and I have spoken to some myself, just the initial meeting with a career coach can be the upwards of $300 plus.
Right.
You know what I mean? So just to get the general beginning meeting with a career coach can be that much money, and you're getting this for just your general admission ticket price. You get to hear all these speakers on the panel,
which is really inexpensive.
Come on, right? It's like the cost of putting this thing together.
And you get great food. Wild Tree is going to be providing great healthy food, so there's also going to be food there.
Yeah.
Well, we do it on purpose, because we know that a lot of these moms, you have to pay a sitter or coerce your husband into watching your kid. And, you know, so that in itself is a challenge to get there. And then, you know, we really didn't want to make it cost prohibitive. The whole point is to make sure that women can get there. You know, and Kristen, you had asked why moms and not just women in general.
Yes, yes.
And it's because, honestly, a mom is a special thing. We all know our needs are very specific. When you give birth and become a mother, your priorities change. What you are willing to do anymore changes. And whether that's you're willing to do more, you're willing to do less. What you did before you had children may not be applicable when you return to the workforce. You know, you have work-life balance challenges that aren't, you know, something that all women deal with. I mean, everybody's got their own story and everybody's got their own situation, but moms in particular, flexibility and, you know, the ability to show up at that school play or pick up from your kid's gymnastics session, you know, there are things on our calendars and on our books that we have to be cognizant of and do affect in some shape or form our work environment, our work situation. And so, you know, there are differing factors in working mothers rather than women as a whole.
Yeah, it does. And you feel the difference, too. And I have to say that it's not that I personally, coming from the entertainment industry for the last forever of my entire life, actually, is all I've ever done. Being a woman working in the industry is hard enough. But then being a mom on top of it takes it to a whole nother level. And I know it's like that in a lot of other industries as well. And so when you come together and talk to other moms, there is so much understanding. Like if you have like dried spit up on your collar, like another mom will understand it and help you take it off and be like, point that out. Like, oh, you're leaking or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
exactly.
Like, we will let each one give each other the heads up. There's a different kind of camaraderie, and especially here at the Mom Fair, everybody's pulling together. We're all pulling for each other. So we all want to share all this information. There are no secret hidden things. We want all of the things that we've discovered and found out to be shared and out there just for you. And for a $30 ticket, it is worth the price of admission. Just walking in and meeting these other moms, you're going to have some girlfriends now that you can call and talk to forever, you know, about what you're going through. And then all the experts, all of the booths are going to be there, the food, the fun, then the headshot truck outside for $99. You get a whole new you. I mean, you know, it's going to be a great time. We're going to be there. It's the 18th. It's in Santa Monica, and you can get your tickets on themomfair.com. So please get them now, because we really want to see you there. It's just you're just going to get from it. Benefits. We've talked about so many of them. I'm sure there are some we left out. But Laura and Galit, thank you so much for taking the time, because I know right now you're in, like, production mode, event planning down to the last few days mode. But thank you for stopping by and talking on the podcast and letting women know what's going on with the Mom Fair. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. And thank you so much.
We love sharing
us.
Oh, thank you, you guys. You know I love being there, too. So I will see you there on the 18th. It's the Mom Fair 2015, 6 to 9 p.m., and the Mom Fair can help you relaunch your career, can help you find a more flexible working schedule, can help you wherever you are at and whatever headspace you are as a working mom. And, yes, we all work. But whatever you want to do, create that work-life balance that works for you. And this will help you do that. So at 6 o'clock, I'm going to be there bright and early in the evening, ready to go. It's a work-from-home marketplace and networking. Then from 7 to 8, we've got our panel discussion. And from 8 to 9, more networking, which also means fun, making girlfriends, hanging out and having a good time. You guys, did I forget anything, Lauren Gleet, did I forget anything that we want to throw in there before we wrap up this show?
No, I think we covered it all.
I think we got it all. Is that blank
You're
spaces
like, no.
in Santa Monica?
Yeah, yes. It's a blank. Okay. That is one thing we should say. It's a blank spaces yes. in Santa Monica. There's a number of amazing co-working spaces in L.A., and what we hear often from moms is, where do you go? Where can I escape my house for a few hours and have some quiet and I can focus? And so one of the things we've been doing is going around town and checking out all the co-working spaces. Blank Spaces has three locations in Los Angeles. And the one in Santa Monica where we're hosting the event is really nice and sunny and bright, and it has various membership options. So you can do a drop-in and work. You can have a week by week. You can do monthly. They have different types of work situations. They have offices. They have shared space. They have shared desks.
I love
they
that.
Yeah, it's a really cool space, and there's a huge parking deck across the street, so it's super convenient. It's a great – so we wanted to make sure that we shared that space with moms as well.
Okay,
because you want those options. You need that
quiet
time.
I love that. You guys think of everything. I know. So if you're currently working from your car, which I often do, because
me
you know,
too.
I
know all the Wi-Fi spots.
Or you're working from home and you have to get away from the kids a little bit, it's a really good option.
Absolutely.
I've definitely been there from the beginning, and I tell you, I go back every year because I think it's just one of the best things for moms. Please tell your girlfriends, bring your energy, put on a little makeup, do some headshots, bring your resume, and we're going to have a good time. For more information, you can go to themomfair.com and kristencruz.me. I'll see you next Mommy Monday for another great podcast show all about moms and mom life. Let's go rock this week.